My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
College football's got a lot of little changes and nuances, things that we're going to talk about here over the next segment. So that was Brian Anderson. If you missed any of that interview, it is available on the Odyssey app. Just go to the Baskin and Phelps podcast, and so you'll be able to go back and listen to that or any of the other things we talked about throughout today's show. Tim May coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll talk college football with him, too. Chris Rose at 1:20. We'll get back into the NFL with him. All right, so let's start there. Two-minute warning. And I'm going to go through some of the different changes in college football as you kind of settle in and get ready for it. Week zero last week, week one.
Yeah, there's a boatload of changes in college football that go past the sea to shining sea conferences and, you know, the fact that we've got the transfer portal and all that kind of stuff. There's a couple little ones, too.
Yeah, let's start with a two-minute warning. Good. I'm all for it. I have no problem with it.
I think it will be no difference to how we watch the college game. You know, it was always kind of funky, you know, because we all got so used to the NFL game for so long, having a two-minute warning. I think it's one of those where maybe the purists are going to, you know, have a problem with it, and then they'll get over it in two games.
I have no problem with it at all. In fact, I look for it, and it's just like, oh, yeah, college. Like, how many years did you do that? You're like, college.
Gosh, all the time.
Yeah, I mean, so you're waiting for the two-minute warning. Oh, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Or you're talking about how many timeouts a team has down the stretch, and you how many times have you said an NFL game? Well, they essentially have four.
Yeah, you got three in the two-minute warning.
And then you try to squeeze that play in with 2:01. So right. You get the play and then you get the timeout immediately following. So you can, it might change the way you're going to call the play, and you probably call for a pass if you're trying to eat clock, you call for the run there. But so 2-minute warning, I don't think many people are going to have a problem with that at all.
No, I think it's going to be funky for the college purists for a little bit, but we'll all get used to it by week three.
All right, I'll come back to the warning or to the rule changes here in a second. I do think it's interesting. We don't have the leaders and the legends anymore, thank God. That's been gone for a couple years, though.
But what a shame.
We don't have the East and West. What we do now we now have the best two teams playing in the Big Ten championship game.
It's what it should have been.
It always should have been that way.
It always should have been that way. It's so ridiculous that we were in this position that it wasn't the best two teams going back and forth. I kind of, I never loved it. I know you only have X amount of games, but especially with how these conferences become so big now.
Here's a weird deal, though. Doesn't it set up the possibility that you could have Ohio State and Michigan 3 weeks in a row?
I highly doubt that will happen.
I highly doubt that will happen. That's a possibility, right? They could play in the last, if they play that last game of the season. Now, this year they will, but you've heard all the coaches talk about it, that the chances of Ohio State and Michigan playing the last game of the season may not always come out that way. And if you're not going to have the legends and leaders or East or West, you could have a conceivable scenario where Ohio State and Michigan become the 1-2 teams in the Big Ten and now have to play in the Big Ten championship. I think the addition of Oregon and the West Coast schools are really going to put a wrench in anything you might think of the old traditional Big 2, Little 8. I think that's just not going to play out that way.
I mean, Oregon's going to come rolling. I'm interested to see Washington without Caleb DeBoer. I want to see what that looks like. I want to see how that program kind of works around it. I mean, they've had two really good coaches back to, or I don't know if they were back-to-back, but they've had two really good coaches in Chris Peterson, then going into Caleb DeBoer. I'm fascinated what that looks like. I think USC takes like a half step back, maybe a full step back, not having Jordan Addison and not having Caleb Williams as well. Like, I got a feeling Lincoln Riley could scheme it up with the best of them, but like, I think we are not going to run into this scenario for two reasons. One of them, which you laid out, being, hey, there's a lot of talent in the Big Ten now that we're sea to shining sea.
Yeah.
But the other part of it is you're always relying on a committee. And so as long as a committee is going to be in the middle of this whole thing, they can manipulate this.
Why would you be relying on a committee?
Fit.
I'm sure that they have tiebreakers that would stop, that humans wouldn't have to figure out who played. You were talking about the Big Ten championship game, right?
Well, you were talking Big Ten championship game because you were saying three in a row.
Right.
And the reason it's highly, highly unlikely is because I highly doubt that they will have a first round game in the college football playoff of Ohio State, Michigan.
I agree with that. Because that committee
is putting it together.
Yeah, all right. But it's still always a chance for that. There's a chance now.
It exists.
Yeah.
It's just
but we've never had that chance before. I mean, we've never had the chance to have Ohio State and Michigan play in the Big Ten championship game.
That's very true.
So now that possibility seems to be on the table.
That's very true.
I don't really have a big problem with this 18 team. I know you guys want to call it conference league, whatever. I don't have any problem with it. I'm okay with it. Teams with the best record deserve to be on top. I do think though that it's going to, I think strength of schedule should have to count. So
I
think that's a huge part of it.
My thought on it is, I think, and I think you've had a similar thought, which is for football, great. I'm all in. I'm fine. This sounds perfect. For volleyball, for basketball, for baseball, for track, for all of that kind of stuff, where you have so many meets and games and all that kind of stuff in between soccer, another one, I wish they would come up with like a regional conference for those kind of sports. But for football, you can go see the Shining Sea because it's once a week. And it's such a cash cow. It's just for all the little sports. Like, I feel bad for the UCLA softball team that is going to have to fly to Wisconsin to play a game and then have to do,
but it's not going to be
then
so
go to Northwestern, then go to like that's where it's like, okay, let's,
I can tell you how they,
out.
So, you know, when I covered Big Sky, I know a long time ago, right? But they had a scheme to the way things worked and everything made sense. So that every school had a partner school. So you would take Wisconsin and you would take Minnesota and put them together, right? Because
right.
The travel seems a little bit more limited when you're doing it that way. So if you're USC, then you come out on Thursday and you play Minnesota on Thursday. And then on Saturday you play. The problem is that you've got to do a number of those trips and like, okay, we're going to go play Maryland and then we're going to play Rutgers. And then we're flying back to the other coast. Otherwise, you're talking about these teams, they're going to have to take a week off.
Right, but, and I know remote learning is a magnificent thing, and it's helped along the way, but like, come on now. Come on. It feels a little ridiculous.
No, but it's very real.
Not to mention, Lord knows that University of Wisconsin beach volleyball program, whoo, top tier.
If you're playing D1 sports, did you go there to play school?
Yes.
I'm saying Cardell was probably right, 100%.
Yes. If you're on the field hockey team, you're probably going to play school.
But if you're there and you're getting the ride to play field hockey, and maybe you're even getting NIL, can we just get over it? Like, they're not there to play school.
Yes.
Like, can people understand that? I know it goes against everything these educational institutions are against. But
I do, man.
You're not there to play school. You're there to play sports. I'm sorry. That's where we are right now. I'm not saying that's right. Because I don't think it's right. I don't. But all the money that's involved in this, all the schools have said, oh, we'll take the TV money. Yeah, we're okay with it. Then you better admit that these athletes are there for athletics.
Hey, man, there's a reason why Jordan Childs is going back to UCLA. And it's not just because she loves the college experience. It's because thanks to name, image, and likeness, it is more profitable. Well, it might not be more profitable, but just as profitable for her to go do gymnastics at UCLA as it would be to go on tour. And she could still go on tour and then go back to UCLA and do gymnastics there.
All right. We've got Tim May coming up at 1 o'clock. I haven't even touched. Well, I'm going to talk about these football tiebreakers to talk about who can get into the Big Ten championship. And wouldn't it be nice if we had one here in Cleveland? Wouldn't it be? Oh, you know how that's got to happen. Not going to go down that road right now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.